the morning we were speaking before about the fact that the entire day revolves around shachris and how to use mitzvahs, and how we see through the whole takana of the Seder Tefillah that all the mitzvahs are in fact takanas for shachris. The inyan that shachris is the tachlis of the day and what we build up to for the day. There's a nekuda about Tfilas Shacharis, which centers around the inyan of Kedusha. There's a lot of emphasis during Shacharis about the inyan of Kedusha. And, for example, as we proceed from the avodah of the Korbanos, the whole inyan of Korbanos is in the Beis HaMikdash, which is the inyan of Kedusha, and we make our way through Pesukei Dezimra, and we come to especially Yotzer Or, that whole Seder HaTfilah, we start to mention Kedusha more frequently. We refer to the Malachim as those who are Yotzer Mesharsim, Hashem Mesharsav, Pinos Tzvav Kedoshim, Kulam Kedushim, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Maram V'Kadosh. Because as we get closer to the Shemona Esrei, which is the root of our davening, so we start to feel the Kedushas Hashem more and more, and how the entire Tefillah Shacharis is centered around the inyan of Kedusha. In fact, when we come to Shemona Esrei itself, and we make a bracha, and we declare Bepe Mele, we say, Ata Kadosh, V'Shimcha Kadosh, U'Kedoshim Mechol Yom Ha'Leluch HaSala. We say straight to Hashem's face. And the very first bracha of the brachas emtsoyos of the Shemona Esrei, that we say to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and we mode to him, and we say the Ata Kadosh, V'Shimcha Kadosh. And we say Ukdoshim Echol Yom HaLeluch HaSalas. So one may think that Ukdoshim refers to the Malachim, but that's unnecessary because earlier in the davening, as we mentioned before, we said Pinot Tzvav Kedoshim Rama Meshakai. We refer to the Malachim already as being Kadosh. So the Mefarshim tell us that when we say here Ukdoshim Echol Yom HaLeluch HaSalas, that refers to Bnei Yisrael. What we see from here is that in the middle of Shemona Esrei, Klal Yisrael is called Kedoshim. And the whole buildup of davening was in order to get to this point that a yid should be kadosh, he should be b'kedushas ha'yisbarach. How we get there, and that although we just mentioned that in the olam, which is called the olam of bria, which is yotzer hamaoros, yotzer or, that world after baruch hu, although we mentioned kedusha more openly at that time of davening, nevertheless, the whole Seder HaTfilah revolves around the inyan of kedusha, as we mentioned before, that the korbanos are brought in the Beis HaMikdash and has an inyan with kedusha. More importantly, that every single thing, every step which we do, every mitzvah which we do, involves a beracha. And every beracha requires that we say, Asher kedushanu b'mitzvaysav, that we refer to Kedusha. So therefore, there's a ha'ara of the Kedusha Shemona Esrei, you may say, which permeates the entire davening, that even from the very beginning of davening, where we wake up in the morning and we say Netilas Yadayim, which purifies a person from his tumah, there's still an aspect of Kedusha which goes out beyond the borders of Shemona Esrei, so to speak, and allows a person to in the very beginning, to at least become Tahar. That a person, before he can become Kadosh, he has to be Tahar. Tahara comes before Kedusha. That's why a Levi, the Zohar says, that he's Raza the Tahara, and a Kohen is a Raza the Kedusha, because you can only be a Kohen if you're a Levi. So first one must be Tahar, then you can be a Kadosh. So even in the beginning of davening, we're involved in purifying ourselves from the Tumah. Even if one goes to the mikvah, especially, that's all an act, at least on the surface, of being matar oneself. We need to rely on the kedusha of every mitzvah in order to allow ourselves to become tahar and thereby be kadosh. It's the kedusha which allows ourselves to become and to reach that entire process. Especially when we put on the tefillin, which we'll get to speak about in Mitzvah Hashem, the chashivus of the tefillin. Tefillin is an act where a person is mamish makadosh himself. He takes a cheftza shel kedusha. Right? These are articles of kedusha, even more than tzitzis. Right? This is a kli kadosh. That a person takes names of Hashem, he takes a ksav, the kedusha, and he puts it on himself. That he becomes like a mezuzah when he puts on. He becomes like a sefer Torah. The kedusha is a tefillin. So we see how a person, that the whole Seder of Shacharis, we daven it with tefillin, and those who are perhaps more zaras in Kedusha, they daven even mincha, as we know, with tefillin of Shimush Rabbah. Many daven even mincha with tefillin, because the whole inyan of davening is the whole inyan in its pshinius of a Jew being mekadesh himself. And the whole inyan of kedusha really is the center point of the entire Torah. Maybe we'll speak about this afternoon in Mitzvah. This is a long topic. But the words of the Ramban famously, as you see here on Kedoshim Tihu, where he first quotes Rashi, Rashi says to be parish min arayis, min aveira, and he argues with Rashi, and he says in this third paragraph, Ha'inyan ki ha-Torah hisira v'arayos v'macholam ha-Torim v'hitira v'ha-Torah hivio ish v'ishto v'achilas abos v'yayin. The Torah allows all different types of interactions with the Gashmius world. Im keim yinsa b'al ha-taif v'makom liyos shatav b'zimas ishto v'nashav v'arabos. A person can be involved heavily in the world of Gashmius and all those different types of pleasures, Ulios Bisavo Yaim, Bazalde Basar, to be heavily involved in Achil and Shtia, literally living that lifestyle. Vidar Kitsana Bachalana Velas, and he could say whatever he wants, Shalohizke Isra Zabat Torah, meaning the Torah doesn't give an Isra on each and everything. Vihineiya, a novel Bishasatar, the famous words of the Ramban, that a person could be like a novel. He could be filthy with the permission of Torah. So therefore he says the Torah comes to tell us the mitzvah of Kedoshim Tihu, like you see on the bottom, in the black and the darkened words, v'gam yishmor pivul l'shono mihiskal miribay achila gasa min hadibur hanimas kinyan shishkar kosev al pedo v'nevela v'yikadish atzma b'zeh ad sheyagil l'prishos. That a person has to be mekadish himself. That although the Torah perhaps didn't give us a mitzvah of kedusha, according to the Rambam, kedushim tiyu is not a mitzvah. But everybody would agree that it's a mitzvah kolius. And a mitzvah kolius means that it has to do with the tachlis haTorah. The tachlis haTorah is that a Jew should be kadosh, as we'll see maybe later today in Mitzvah Hashem. So therefore, the whole, being that the Gantz 11 is about Kedusha, and the whole day revolves around the Shemana Esrei, which revolves around the Tefillin, which revolves around Kedusha. So Memela, as we spoke about last week, that the time of day, preparing for Shachris and Shachris itself, should be the Kadosh Kadoshim of the day. That a Jew, he purifies his mind, he doesn't get involved in business, or different things he needs to take care of, or to go to the market, or to get involved in sicha b'teila with family members and so on and so forth before davening. It should be a time that a person is makdish, so that his mind should be clear, because that's the not just the ikar of his day, but the tachlis of one's entire life is about this inyan of kedusha. Take a look at here at the Avodas Yisrael in Parshas Shemini, where he writes v'yisem kedushim. He says the mila of kedusha is nemar lashon hafrasha v'utruma. It could be a lesson of holiness, of separation, and also to be prepared. That's an Israel being a zona, means that she's always prepared for somebody to come. So we have kedusha, we have being mezuman, and we have hafrasha. So says the Avodah Yisrael, one cannot be zeichet to real this kedusha, this holiness. That person needs prisha in order to be zeicha to kedusha. So therefore, a person needs to be mazmin himself and to be poirish himself in order to be zeicha to that kedusha. V'zehu asher kedushanu b'mitzvaysav. This is the nusach habracha we say every single day. Milashin kedushin, as Gemara says, the asr la'akol li'ama kehagdish. That a woman becomes aser to her husband like Hekdesh. Then she becomes exclusive to him. That's the act of Kiddushin, exclusivity. With the purpose of being Kaddish to him. Ki Kaddish Ani, Hashem says, Hashem is ready every moment to be Mekaddish us. It's not like he's counting his fingers and he's saying, should I not? Hashem is waiting for us on our end to be prepared for it. And he says, he says a very nice pshat. I'll just tell you outside because I want to just involve ourselves in the top part. You know, the halacha is, when it comes to kiddushin, it has to be nasan huva omarhu, that he has to be the one giving and being the one mekadesh. So if our mitzvahs are giving to Hashem is baruch and we're like the isha, how is the kiddushin chal? If we're on the giving end and Hashem is on the taking end, that's not a halachic acceptable kiddusha. So he says, and this is also brought down in the Hakdamas of the Shev Shmais, and other tzaddikim say this, that Kiddushin is chal in another way where the woman gives, the Gemara says, ba'adam chashav. It works by an adam chashav because the hana which she gets to be married to him and to be giving to him and to doing for him, that hana is enough so that the Kiddushin should be chal. So there is an instance where it could be Amar Huv and Asnahi, that she's the one who's giving because she's really not the one giving, she's the one receiving because she's giving to somebody so chashev. Of course, that's certainly true when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that although we're on the giving end, that we're giving the mitzvahs, the hana which we have, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is makabel our mitzvahs, and that he loves us and that he's chosen us, that's the hana which allows our kiddushin to take place. And the truth is, every single bracha which we make during the entire day is supposed to remind us of the shachris which we did. But since the shachris was such an involvement of kiddusha that we were mekadesh ourselves so much, so although we go into the physical world, every bracha which we make on every food which we eat and everything which we're involved in, every time we say asher kiddushan b'mitzvosav, it's supposed to bring back meaningful recollections of shachris. And of course, we have Mincha and Maariv, which follow us during the day, which are just offshoots of Shacharis, just like Yitzhak and Yaakov are offshoots of Avraham Avinu. It's supposed to remind us and to come over us, take us over in a way that the Kiddush of Shacharis will still be lingering and attaching ourselves to that. We'll just connect it to this past week's Pasha, Pasha's Pinchas. The Zohar Kaddish says that when Pinchas saw that there was a Magefa, so he saw that the letters Vav Tuf were floating around, and it was looking for a letter Mem, because it wanted to make Mavas. So he saw the letters Tuf, Vav flowing around. So he saw the Mem was just about to attach itself to Vav Tuf, to make Mavas, to bring the Magifa. And the Zohar says that he went ahead and he grabbed the letter Mem, and he brought it to himself. So the Zohar says, Pinchas is Gematria 208, which is Gematria Reish Ches. And by taking the Mem, if you take the word Mem, the letter Mem, and stick it into Reish Ches, it makes the word Romach. That's the Pshat, Vayar Pinchas. The Zohar says he saw the letter Mem. He took a romach, so since he took the mem and attached it to the reish ches, which is the gematria of his name, he made a romach, and with that he was able to stab Zimri and to end the magefa of the mavis. I just want to say, just b'derech hezmin, the pnimius of that Zohar Kaddish, that why was this plague such a terrible plague that Hashem says, v'lechilisi es b'nei Yisrael b'kenasi, that I was about to exterminate the entire Jewish people here? The Teretz is that this chet that the B'nai Yisrael were involved with B'nos Minyan was a chet of Avodah Zarah and Gilui Arayas. This very same thing which we find by the Ego says by Yakumu Litzachek that they were involved in Avodah Zarah and in Arayas. So in a certain way, we see that Bilam, he was looking, Chazal say that he was looking, by Yashas El Amid Bar Panav, Targum says that he looked at the chet of Ego and he actually found an etzah to be or the chet of Ego. That by bringing the B'nos Minyan here and creating a whole plan of Avodah Zarah, they would bow down for the women. The Gemara says that the B'nai Yisrael only do Avodah Zarah to be Matar Arayas. So he found a way that they should be able to come to do Avodah Zarah and Arayas. That was Ma'or with the Chet Ego once again, and Hashem's desire to wipe out the Jewish people once again. That's why it says, B'kinasi, as kinasi b'seicham, like Hashem Baruch Hu had like a ruach kina, like a sota. Like we find that Moshe was down B'nai Yisrael by the Ego, like a sota. So here too, the reason why Kalev Pinchas was so instrumental was because he ended the reemergence of the Chet Ego, which is a Chet of Avodah Zarah, and Gilu Arayas. What's this letter Mem which is floating around? So perhaps you could say B'derech Drosh on the Zohar says elsewhere that when a husband gives a wife Tabas Kiddushin, he gives her a letter Mem. A Mem Sofis. That's why the ring is circular, like a letter Mem. In fact, some have the custom that they make the ring actually like a square. A circle in the middle and a square on the outside that resembles the letter Mem. Or Pi Zohar Kadosh. So by giving her this Tabas, he's giving her a letter Mem. That's the pshat. Hare amikudeshes li b'tabazu. Li is gematria Mem. The li is tabazu. The letter Mem is tabazu. And so we say by tefillin, ve'yirastich li, because when we wrap it around our finger, like we said before, that's our we're renewing our vows l'havdil with the Kodesh Baruch Hu every single day before davening, because that's the whole inyan of tefillin. Like we're going to speak about him with Hashem. It's the whole inyan of that of Jews Mekadosh himself. He's reconnecting with Hashem. He's going to be one. He's going to be involved in that marriage again with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that romance with Hashem Yisbarach. So Mamela, the idea that Pinchas saw the letter Mem floating around, B'derech Jewish, what that means is that by doing the Chet HaEgel, it was like Klal Yisrael was taking the ring and throwing it in the garbage. We don't want to have this relationship anymore. But Pinchas says, no, there's no get here. Hashem didn't give a get. They're still married. He wanted to preserve the sanctity of the marriage between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. So he took that, he picked the ring up, he took that letter Mem, and he put it back on the finger of the Jewish people. That's what it resembles when he took Zimri and Cosby and he killed them. Zimri and Cosby means that we don't see that act of Kedusha between husband and wife of being holy. It's just anybody could take anybody from the street. And he wanted to preserve the sanctity of the Jewish relationship of Isha Isha. So he took that Mem, which is that Tabas, and he put it back on our fingers. And by doing so, he ended the Magefa. That's why we have to remember every day when we make brachas, we have to remember that the Gansa Vaida revolves around Kedusha, and so therefore the whole Shemana Esrei, even the Pitimis of Shemana Esrei, the whole Tachas of Shemana Esrei come to say Kedusha, Kadosh, 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 Vinkdash, Pesach, Bnei Yisrael. So therefore, every bracha which we say during the day, that Nosach of Asher, Kedushan of Mitzvah, is supposed to connect us to that. And when we say Asher, the Tikkun Yezara says Asher is a Lashon Asherei. How lucky we are, Asher, Kedushan of Mitzvah. We have to remember how lucky we are to have that Kedusha. But it helps us that the whole day should be one of Kedusha from beginning to end.